Township Supervisor. Abernathy was elected to the supervisor's post, pledging to increase the number of people served in the township's general assistance program. She says her predecessor had turned away qualified clients. But the increased level of service drained Abernathy's budget, and she was forced to cut back on the number of clients and level of payments. Champaign voters rejected a 2006 township tax hike referendum. A smaller tax increase is on the ballot next month. Abernathy says she's proud of the work she's been able to do despite the setbacks.
We've been able to accomplish a lot, and one could only guess what that could have looked like had I had a town board that was really working hard with me to accomplish these goals.
The town board in this case is the Champaign City Council. Abernathy says most council members have been cold to her request for city funds to help fund township general assistance. Besides frustration in office, Abernathy also cites health problems as a factor in deciding not to run for a second term. She was treated for breast cancer in 2006 and is undergoing tests to see if the cancer has spread. Abernathy is endorsing Deanne Winston for the Democratic nomination for City of Champaign Township Supervisor next year. Winston is an assistant in the supervisor's office. Chicago Democrat John Culleton has raised more than $800,000 as he tries to become the next president of the Illinois Senate. Culleton can distribute the money to friendly Senate colleagues and point to it as proof that he has the fundraising skills to help Democrats maintain their majority in the state Senate. Belleville Senator James Claiborne was number two in fundraising. He brought in a little over $300,000. Current President Emil Jones is retiring next year. That set up a battle among Democrats who want to replace him. Fundraising skill is just one factor in winning that battle. For instance, racial and regional coalitions are important, too. According to its Bureau of Labor Statistics, Indiana was one of 41 states that lost jobs last month. Preliminary figures released today show Indiana lost about 3,300 jobs in September, although the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell from 6.4% to 6.2%, which is better than any of the neighboring states. The national rate was 6.1%, and Indiana Business Research Center Deputy Director Carol Rogers says Indiana seems to be faring pretty well in a shaky economy. Democrat Jill Long Thompson says the state has lost high-paying quality jobs under the administration of Republican Governor Mitch Daniels. Daniels campaign spokesman Cam Savage says the governor has been aggressive attracting jobs, although there's always more to be done. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says there's no place for torture in a police station and there's no place for perjury in federal lawsuits. Fitzgerald today announced that federal perjury and obstruction of justice charges have been filed against John Burge. Burge is the former Chicago police official accused but never charged with beating, shocking, and otherwise torturing scores of suspects in the 1970s and 80s. He was arrested today at his home in Florida on charges that accused him of lying about participating in that abuse. His attorney refused to comment on the charges. The federal indictment contends Burge lied in written answers to a civil rights lawsuit. It's 4:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Jim, I know not only have the numbers that go along with tonight's low, tomorrow's high, and all that good stuff, but the goal, the to-go number. Now, we only need $7,320 to meet our goal for the fun drive, and that was as of 4:30, and I bet in the last 3 minutes and 57 seconds we've gotten some more calls in, so keep it going. We need all the support we can get, and apparently it's coming in strong and serious today, so thank you very much. And now the numbers that, well, maybe you didn't want to hear these numbers. A low tonight of 36 degrees. If you haven't turned on your furnace, tonight might be the night to do so. Partly cloudy tonight with a wind out of the northeast to easterly at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Again, that low of 36 degrees. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. The high temperature only 58 degrees. The average high is at 61 degrees, so 62 degrees, so just a little bit below average tomorrow. But combine that with a wind out of the east at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it will be a chilly day tomorrow, and partly to mostly cloudy, even windier tomorrow night with a low of 39 degrees. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and on Thursday, a chance for a few showers as well. The high temperature around 60. Thursday night, cloudy with periods of rain, a low temperature of 45. And Friday, cloudy with rain and a high of 53. Across Illinois and Indiana tonight, there will be a frost advisory in effect for portions of east central and southeastern Indiana, starting at 2 o'clock Eastern time, ending at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And there will be a few scattered showers arriving in far western Illinois. Lows tonight across the two-state area from 30 degrees in northeastern Indiana to 44 in southwestern Illinois. Currently 57 degrees on Friends Plaza, 57 degrees under a sunny sky at Willard Airport. At 435, I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. What if we had an election and everyone came? Combine what could be a record turnout with not enough poll workers and a voting system still in flux. Well, that scenario could mean a perfect storm on November 4th. That's according to the nonpartisan website electionline.org. And Election Line's director Doug Chapin is here in our studio to lay out some of the concerns about this election cycle. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And let's talk about voter eligibility for starters. When you show up, will you be able to vote?